Good morning. It's a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
There is a session today for New York lawmakers. What's happening?
That's right. The State Assembly and State Senate say they are going to meet today to address an issue that is hitting many New Yorkers, and that is rent. What the aim of this session is to pass a new law. They call it the Eviction and Foreclosure Prevention Act. What it would do is put a temporary halt on evictions, continuing what the governor had done through executive order earlier this year. They would also make it easier for tenants to prove hardship and that they can't pay rent, and also make it easier for landlords to show financial hardship because of the pandemic and prevent them from facing any foreclosure or liens. Not all landlords. It would be limited to landlords of small dwellings. Now, the governor has had his own executive order putting a moratorium on evictions, but activists and some legislators say it doesn't go far enough. That's why they're taking stronger action through the legislature, likely this afternoon, Monday, today.
Tell us about the story we're following that has state police and the health department investigating a fraudulently obtained vaccine.
That's right. The allegation is that ParCare, a healthcare provider that has facilities in Orange County and Manhattan and Brooklyn, allegedly obtained the vaccine and diverted it to other facilities to be given to the general public. That probe was announced over the weekend. Now, ParCare has said it basically didn't do anything wrong. It's followed all the protocols set by the health department. But it also told media outlets that it has proactively returned many of the doses that it received to the state, I suppose, in an effort to address any concerns that the state has. But the probe will continue.
Finally, Newsday is looked into what people want to see changed for the next round of elections.
That's right. We barely finished counting the votes this time, but already there's lots of proposals among the state legislators to improve voting, make a lot of things easier for voters. Some of these include speeding the counting of absentee ballots, maybe providing voters with online real-time information about what polling sites are busy so that when you get ready to vote, you can maybe check online before you decide where to go if you have an option. Also, one of the big things that they are talking about is ending patronage hiring at boards of election, and rather than have political parties control the process, make it more of a civil service process where you have qualified workers handling all of the issues dealing with boards of elections.
You can read these stories and more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you in the new year.
Thanks, Dave.